We're going to try to have a story today, although there's so many fabulous costumes, I might have a little bit of trouble concentrating, but I'm going to try to tell you a pumpkin patch story. We have our own little pumpkin patch right over there, and before you leave today, like after you've been to Sunday school and after you've had your cookies and juice and after you've trick-or-treated for UNICEF, if your family wants to come and take one of those pumpkins home, the pumpkins grew actually in the backyard of somebody who attends this church. His name is Mr. Versteeg, and your family is welcome to take home a pumpkin today. I want to tell you about a pumpkin patch that belonged to a girl named Jamie. And Jamie and her family planted the seeds in the spring, and they watched the vine grow all summer. And then in the fall, even though a lot of other vegetables had already been harvested and finished, these pumpkins were still growing. At first they were green and they were little, but over time they get bigger and bigger and bigger. And eventually they turn orange and they become our Halloween pumpkins, right? In Jamie's family, they were going to be the jack-o'-lanterns and they were going to be the stuff that you got the pie for, the filling for the pumpkin pie. So she was really excited about her pumpkin patch. But one morning her father said, I've been listening to the weather report and it's going to get really, really, really cold tonight. It might even be freezing, and this would be bad for the pumpkins. If it gets too cold, the pumpkins die, and instead of being orange, they turn all black on the vine, and then you can't use them anymore. Well, Jamie was very concerned. She didn't want that to happen, and so she thought hard about what she could do. It happened that Jamie had a quilt that she'd had all the way since she was a baby, and it was a quilt that she slept with, and she would wear down to breakfast wrapped around her, and she would take it out in the yard. She even took it to school. Some kids teased her because she was taking her baby blanket to school, but she didn't care. She loved that blanket. It was made out of 12 different squares of fabric, each one a different bright color. And so when she thought about those cold pumpkins out in the yard, she decided, I know what we need to do, Dad, I need your help. Let's get the scissors and let's cut up my quilt so that we can make a separate blanket for 12 different pumpkins out there in the pumpkin patch. Well, the dad knew how much Jamie loved her blanket. He said, are you sure? And she said, yes, please help me. So they cut up that blanket and they put a pink blanket on one pumpkin and a blue blanket on another pumpkin and a green blanket and a yellow blanket. And the pumpkin patch, suddenly, instead of just being orange and green, it had turned all these different colors. Well, you can imagine it was a little bit hard for Jamie to sleep that night. She was used to sleeping with her special blanket. But she looked out the window and she could see in the moonlight all the pumpkins were snug under their little blankets. And her daddy told her a story until her eyes got heavy and she fell asleep. And she woke up the next day and went out, and she was very relieved to see that the pumpkins had stayed warm enough under their blankets during the night. They were still orange. And so she left those blankets out there for the whole next week. And the sun shone down some days and the rain fell down some days. And those colors started to get not so bright. They got a little faded. They got a little splattered with mud. But they kept doing their job of keeping those pumpkins warm. And finally, at the end of a week, her daddy said, I think they're finished now. I think they're grown as big as they're going to get. I think they're as orange as they can be. And tomorrow we're going to harvest the pumpkins. Well, in the morning, the first thing Jamie noticed was that the wind was blowing really, really strong, really hard wind. She ran outside and she saw that the wind had actually blown away all the blankets. She couldn't see a single square of bright color fabric anywhere, but all those pumpkins were shining and orange. And her father was in the garden with the wheelbarrow, and he said, help me lift these pumpkins into the wheelbarrow. We're going to take them in the house. So they harvested all the vegetables that were left in the garden. And then in the afternoon, Jamie washed the pumpkins and she dried them, and her father cut the lid off up there by the stem and lifted the lids off, and then Jamie was the one who stuck her hands down in all that slimy stuff and pulled out the seeds and the slime. And then they carved some fun faces on the jack-o'-lanterns, and Jamie thought about how good the pie was going to taste and how good the cookies were going to smell. And when evening came, she put the little candles down inside the jack-o'-lantern and lit all the flames and saw those cheerful faces come to life. Jamie felt a little bit sad because she didn't have her blanket around her anymore. But at the same time, she felt really happy that she had helped the pumpkins finish growing, and that she and all her family and all her neighbors could see this cheerful bunch of jack-o'-lanterns, and that they were all looking forward to the pumpkin pies and the pumpkin cookies that they would enjoy in the weeks to come. And so with a little bit of sadness and a lot of happiness, Jamie said a prayer, and her prayer was, thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you so much. So we're going to join hands and we're going to say a prayer just like that. We want to pray, thank you, God, for being with us throughout the week. Whether we were at home or we went to stay with friends or relatives, even when we couldn't go to school, Lord, we know you were with us. We thank you for the people who worked hard to put out the fires. We thank you for those who went house to house taking care of the animals. We thank you for everyone who is so concerned with our safety and our welfare. And we feel sad a little bit, God, when we think about the people whose houses burned this week. And so we pray that you would comfort them, give them the peace and the guidance and the encouragement that they need. And thank you for showing us how we can encourage others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.